Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Arkansas Razorbacks prepare for what is a pivotal season for Sam Pittman in 2024. And guys, these are my best and worst case scenarios for the Arkansas Razorbacks this fall. And let me preface by saying, guys, when I say best and worst case scenarios, I'm not talking 12-0 and 0-12. These are realistic best and worst case, right? We have expectations for the football season. Some things are going to work out better than you expect. Some things are going to work out worse than you expect. Some things are going to work out about exactly as you expect. So best case, worst case, here we go. And let's get the schedule pulled up here for the Arkansas Razorbacks. And we will start with the best case scenario. And again, guys, after a 4-8 season a year ago, to call this season important for Sam Pittman and his tenure in Fayetteville, that is the understatement of the century, right? Because you look at a scenario where if things aren't going well, maybe even at the halfway point, we could see a changing of the guard at Arkansas. Now, you look at this schedule, guys. Really important non-conference game early on in week two at Oklahoma State. You got the road matchup at Auburn to open up SEC play. You welcome Texas A&M, first-year head coach Mike Elko, Tennessee, LSU. You got to go to Mississippi State. You then got Ole Miss at home, Texas at home, at Missouri to close out the season. So, guys, the home slate is actually pretty favorable, and the schedule is favorable from the standpoint of basically all of your really, really tough games are at Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium, right? Most of the tough games are going to be in Fayetteville. You got the game at Auburn. Mississippi State's going to be interesting with Jeff Levy, but he's a first-year head coach. You feel like, well, you know what? That one should be somewhat manageable. And then you got that rivalry game against Missouri, that one I know that Arkansas fans want to win so desperately. When you look at this schedule and you talk the best case scenario, my best case scenario. So let's say things work out great. Bobby Petrino's the answer on the offensive side. Taylen Green at the quarterback position lives up to the hype, right? The defense takes a step forward and is much improved. 7-5. 7-5 is my best case scenario for the Arkansas Razorbacks this season. And again, I think it's simply, guys, even if Arkansas does everything I just said, takes a massive step forward in a number of different areas, the schedule is an absolute gauntlet relative to Arkansas's talent on the roster, right? I mean, again, Texas A&M, Tennessee, LSU, then you go to Mississippi State, then you got Ole Miss, then you got Texas. And there's a number of games on this schedule with upset potential. But guys, the only sure wins on this schedule, Arkansas Pine Bluff, and even Louisiana Tech could be a tough non-conference matchup. So I'll give you La Tech. There's two kick-in wins, and UAB, excuse me. So I'll give you three kick-in wins on this schedule. Outside of that, guys, you know, I'd love to say Mississippi State, but I mean, that game is in Starkville, guys. When those cowbells get ringing, you never freaking know. So best case scenario, 7-5. You pull a couple upsets. Maybe you beat a year one Mike Elko in Fayetteville. Maybe you can pull the upset over a Texas. Maybe you pull the upset over an Ole Miss. Maybe you somehow you get a Tennessee. Maybe you go to Auburn and Auburn's not very good. 7-5, I think, would be a really good year. I think it would get Sam Pittman back in Fayetteville for the 2025 season. I think it is the best case scenario for the Arkansas Razorbacks in 2024. Now, today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system. Let's talk the worst case scenario. So things go terribly awry. Taylen Green isn't an upgrade at all from what KJ Jefferson was. The offensive line is still a problem, right? More of the same of what we saw last year, the deficiencies that haunted that Arkansas football team. And the schedule shows its teeth. You lose that game in week two early on to Oklahoma State, right? You lose that one, you're going to be fighting an uphill battle, I think. Even beating UAB and Arkansas Pine Bluff at 2-1, you'll be staring down the barrel of a road trip to the Plains, which we all know how crazy that place is. A&M is going to be very talented. Tennessee is going to be a team fight for the playoff. LSU, same thing with them. I mean, Mississippi State's even going to be a tricky game. You'd love to have them early versus late. Ole Miss, college football playoff favorite. Texas, college football playoff favorite. Missouri, arguably, college football playoff favorite, and you got to go to their place. The schedule's a gauntlet, like I said, guys, and many, many teams in the SEC can say how tough their schedule is, but Arkansas's truly is one of the most difficult. Worst case scenario for the Hogs in 2024, 4-8. I've got 4-8 as the worst case scenario. Again, guys, these are realistic best case and worst case. So you can't just write off and say, well, they're going to go 0-12 and lose every single game. I don't see that happening, right? You're going to beat Arkansas Pine Bluff. You better beat UAB or Sam Pittman should be fired that Monday. And I'm going to give you Louisiana Tech. Late in the season, you know, I'm going to give you that game. So that's three wins right there, right? You're not going winless in SEC play. It's not going to happen, right? But you very well could come close. I think Arkansas could go 1-7. You know, 2-6 is very likely. 1-7 is without a doubt possible. And again, this is assuming this is worst case scenario for a reason. Neither 7-5 or 4-8 are predictions right now. Please don't be mistaken that I'm locking that in. But worst case scenario, Taylen Green, for whatever reason, doesn't live up to the hype. Bobby Petrino's offense doesn't work. The offensive line's no good. The defense is just average or below average. All those things work out negatively, which is unlikely, but let's just say they do. 4-8, my worst case scenario for the Arkansas Razorbacks. And I think certainly, guys, I would say anything under a bowl game for Sam Pittman. And not only does he not make it to 2025, I do think there was a scenario as you look at that schedule. Let's say you lose that Oklahoma State game, you lose to Auburn, you lose to Texas A&M, you lose to Tennessee. All of a sudden, you start to snowball. I think there was a chance come November, that game against Ole Miss, Sam Pittman is no longer your head coach. It certainly is in the cards. So again, best case and worst case for Arkansas. My best case, I've got 7-5, worst case 4-8. When you look at Arkansas's 2024 schedule, what do you see as the best case and worst case scenarios for the Hogs?
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.